Today we're building an old-school Polish DNBFX chain from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the proper way, from a breakbeat, through resampling, into gritty movement, and finally into a transition tool you can actually drop into a real drum and bass arrangement. The vibe we're aiming for sits right between raw jungle energy and that tighter, more disciplined modern low end. So this is not about making something shiny for the sake of it. It's about making an FX chain that feels like it belongs in a proper DNB record. It should be edgy, slightly unstable, dark in the right places, and still punchy enough to survive against kick, snare, and sub. A lot of people get this wrong by making the FX too wide, too bright, or too washed out. In drum and bass, especially old-school flavored stuff, your FX has to earn its place. It needs to support the groove, phrase the drop, and build emotion without stealing headroom from the drums or bass. So throughout this lesson, keep asking yourself one question. Does this help the break feel bigger, or is it just making a mess? Let's start with the source. Drag in a classic break, an Amen-style chop, or a broken two-step percussion loop onto an audio track. Keep it raw at first. Don't overthink the polish yet. If the loop is too busy, trim it down to one bar or two bars and focus on the strongest snare hits and ghost note movement. Those little details are what make the FX feel alive. Open clip view and make sure warp is on if you need it. For a full break, use beat mode. If you're working with more tonal break atmosphere or something that needs smoother texture, Complex Pro can work well too. But for most break-driven FX, beats mode keeps the groove feeling sharper and more intentional. Now let's give it some old-school swing. Use groove pool around 55 to 58% for that classic movement. You can also nudge a few ghost hits a touch late by hand. That little drag gives you that human jungle feel. The break shouldn't sound robotically perfect. It should feel like it's leaning forward. And here's the big mindset shift. The break is not just rhythm. It's energy. It's texture. It's motion. In this kind of DNB work, the break becomes the carrier for the FX, so even before you add effects, you want the loop to feel intentional. Next, we're going to build a resampling lane. Create a second audio track and name it something like Resample FX. Set its input to your break track and arm it for recording. This is where the real magic happens, because resampling lets you print a filtered swell, a weird tail, or a chopped phrase, then treat it like a brand new sound. On the source break track, add three devices in this order: auto filter, saturator, and utility. Start with auto filter in low pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 900 Hz depending on how murky you want it. Lower if you want it darker and more buried, higher if you want more movement and presence. Add a bit of resonance too, somewhere around 10 to 25%, just enough to bring out some character without making it whistle. Then add saturator. Push the drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This is a great place to add a little old-school bite. You're not trying to destroy the break. You're just thickening the mid-range and making the transients feel more confident. Finish with utility. Use it to tame the gain if the chain gets too hot, and if the break is getting too wide or facey, pull it down to mono or near mono. That's a smart move in DNB because your low end needs to stay disciplined. Now automate the filter cutoff over one or two bars and record the result into the resample track. Print at least two variations. Do one where the filter sweeps down. Do another where it opens up into the drop. Keep both. Advanced production is often about choosing from printed versions instead of endlessly tweaking one live chain. Once you've printed that resampled audio, we can shape it into something that hits harder and feels more like an actual arrangement element. On the resampled clip, add drum bus, compressor, and EQ8. With drum bus, keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use a little crunch if needed, maybe 5 to 20%, but be careful. Boom is usually off for this kind of FX chain unless you specifically want a low-end pulse. Most of the time, that subspace belongs to the bass line. Then add compressor. Go for a gentle squeeze, not heavy pumping. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is a good range. Attach around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're shaping movement, not flattening it. Then EQ8. High pass somewhere around 90 to 180 Hz so the sub stays clean. If the break feels harsh, cut a few dB around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs a little more air, add a gentle shelf above 8 to 10 kHz. The goal here is to let the break hit hard in the mids and highs without stepping on the bass. Now we're going to create the actual FX character. Duplicate the resampled clip or build a parallel track and process it for texture. This is where you get that gritty old-school DNB identity. Use auto filter, erosion, Overdrive, Redux, and maybe a little Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger if needed. Start with auto filter again, but this time high pass around 200 to 500 Hz. You can automate the cutoff upward across the phrase for a rising effect. This keeps the movement focused in the mids and highs and avoids clogging the low end. Next, add erosion in noise mode. Keep the amount subtle, maybe around 0.5 to 2.0, with a frequency around 1 to 3 kHz. This adds that rough, broken texture that can feel very jungle, very tape-like, very old record energy. Then add overdrive. Push the drive around 3 to 8 dB, but make sure the tone is set so you get bite without turning everything into fizz. You want the grit to feel musical, not scratchy and painful. After that, add redux. Even a little bit of bit depth reduction can give you that crunchy digital edge. Try 12 to 8 bits, and if you want it a little more torn up, reduce the sample rate lightly too. Don't overdo it unless you really want that broken hardware feel. If you want modulation, use Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger very sparingly. In old school DNB, a tiny bit of instability can be amazing, but too much stereo motion can make the effects feel fake. A lot of the time, the strongest effects sound huge because of density, not because they're massively wide. That's a really important point. Don't chase widths too early. In DNB, mid-range density often reads as size because the sub and the main drums are already carrying the body. So if you want the effects to feel massive, focus on character, movement, and contrast. Now let's bring in delay, because this is where the phrase starts to feel alive. Put echo after the grit stage. Good starting points are 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16, depending on the tempo and how busy the phrase is. Feedback can sit around 15 to 35%. Then filter the delay. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. That keeps the repeats from clouding the mix. If the source feels too rigid, add a little modulation. Use ping pong only if you want a wider cinematic spread. For darker rollers and old school flavor transitions, it's often better to keep the delay more centered and more controlled. A really classic DNB move is the throw. Automate the echo amount or send only on the last hit or tail of a one-bar phrase. Let the dry drums stay punchy, then have the end of the phrase bloom out into space. That little burst of delay can make the transition feel much more intentional. If you're building into a drop, try automating the feedback up during the final half bar. Then cut the delay hard right on the drop. That contrast makes the drop punch harder. Or, if you want a more old-school rewind feel, print the delay throw to audio and reverse it. Now we'll add atmosphere, but we're going to do it with discipline. Create two return tracks, one for a short room or ambience, and one for a longer dubby tail. On the short room return, use reverb with a decay around 0.4 to 1.0 seconds. High pass the return around 300 to 600 Hz, and low pass it around 7 to 10 kHz. This keeps it from muddying the break. On the longer tail return, use reverb with a decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Put a Q8 before or after it so the low end stays clean. If the tail gets too wide or too glossy, finish with utility and reduce the width a bit. The key here is restraint. Send only selected parts of the effects chain into these returns, usually the final snare hit, a reversed slice, or a filtered noise sweep. In darker DNB, atmosphere should sit in the shadows. If the reverb starts swallowing the break, it's too much. One great arrangement trick is to use the longer tail only during your tension section, maybe the last 8 bars before the drop, and then pull it away right on the first drop bar. That contrast makes the drop feel much bigger. Now let's talk about stereo discipline, because this is where a lot of otherwise good effects chains fall apart. Use utility and a QA to keep the low end under control. Anything below about 120 Hz should read effectively mono. If your FX layer has body, keep it narrow. Use width anywhere from 0 to 70% depending on the layer. Check the chain in mono often, because if your sweep or texture disappears in mono, that's a sign the stereo processing is too fancy. For old school DNB effects, the best rule is simple: mono or narrow in the low mids, wider on top, and no fake stereo on the important rhythmic hits. If you want width, use timing and contrast. A stereo delay tail after a mono break hit sounds more musical than slapping chorus across everything. Next, we turn the whole thing into phrase-level storytelling. Automate the filter cutoff, saturate or drive, echo feedback, reverb send amount, utility width, and even clip gain or track volume. That's how you make the chain breathe with the arrangement. A solid two-bar FX arc could go like this. In the first bar, keep it filtered and tight, with low energy, around beat 3 of the second bar, start opening the filter and increase the saturation slightly. In the final quarter bar, raise delay feedback and send it into reverb. Then on the drop, cut the tail, restore the dry punch, and let the drums or bass hit clean. That kind of movement is what makes DNB arrangements feel engineered instead of looped. Imagine a 32-bar intro with the drop landing on bar 33. Your FX chain can live in bars 29 to 32. The last bar could include a reversed break swell, a snare fill, and a delay throw on the final ghost note. That gives the listener and the DJ a clear sense of phrase turning, while still sounding immersive and exciting. And here's the thing, in old school and jungle, phrasing matters just as much as sound design. The listener should feel the section turning before it actually changes. Once the automation feels right, resample the whole chain again. This time, treat the printed audio like a drum performance.